Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We're holding on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis at the bottom of the page on Chaf Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to discuss psulim that could be because of the place where the sukkah is, meaning some psulim are based on the structure of the sukkah. Now we're going to discuss things that make a sukkah possible just based on its location. If a person makes a sukkah on top of a wagon, that the sukkah is on the back of a truck or something, so o berosh hasvina, or on the top of a boat, which is the high point of the boat, and there are no mountains or anything around it, so there are a lot of very strong winds that could easily blow the sukkah away. Nevertheless, kshera, the sukkah is kosher because it is good enough for a dira sarai, and not only is it kosher, you're allowed to go into such a sukkah even on the non-chalamoi days, even on the yomtov days, because you're allowed to go up on a wagon, you're allowed to go up on a boat, and that's not a great chiddush. Obviously, you're allowed to go into it. Why wouldn't you be allowed to go into it? The only reason we mention only biyomtov is because what we're going to mention next, barosha ilan, if a sukkah is built on top of a tree, or gabi gomel, or it's built on the back of a camel, ksheira, yeah, such a sukkah is kosher for chalamoed, but ve'in ol nabiyantov. You're not allowed to go in on yantov because the chamor goes there. You're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos yantov. You might come to rip some of the branches. You're not allowed to go on animals on Shabbos yantov. You might come to take a branch off a tree in order to lead the animal, in order to whip the animal to make it go faster. But b'di'eved, if you went into such a sukkah, you're yotzei the chiyuv. Shtayim be'ilan va'achas bidei adam. Let's say you make a sukkah where the majority of the ground of the sukkah is on a tree, it leans on a tree, and around at the top of the tree are two walls of the sukkah, and on the third side it leans on the karka directly and is not being supported by a tree at all. So two of the walls are supported by the tree, one of the walls is supported directly by the ground and not by the tree. Or two of the walls are supported by the ground and one by the tree. Ksheira, such a sukkah is kosher, but ve'ein olin la biyomtov. It's still considered that you're using the tree, and therefore you may not go in such a sukkah on yomtov. Because if you were to take away the tree, the ground of the sukkah would cave in, because it can't stand by the walls that are on the ground alone. Shalosh bidei adam v'achas bi'ilan, but if you have three walls that are made from the ground, and that's what the floor of the sukkah really is resting on, that's what's really supporting the floor of the sukkah, then ksherin va'olin l'v'yamtov. Even though the fourth wall is supported by the tree, it's a kashra sukkah, you're allowed to go in and yamtov, because the tree is not really doing anything, and therefore zaklal kol sheyinotel ha'ilan v'yichol lamud b'fnei atzma. Anytime, if you were to take the tree away and you would be able to, the sukkah would be able to stand, then it's a kashra sukkah and you can go into the sukkah on Yom Tov. So says Gemara, Mani Masnisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah that allows a sukkah on top of a boat? Rabbi Akiva, it must be the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Titania, ha'osa sukkaso barosh hasvina. If you make a sukkah on top of a boat, Rabbi Gamliel posts of Rabbi Akiva machshir. Rabbi Gamliel says that such a sukkah is possible, but Rabbi Akiva holds such a sukkah is kosher. By the way, main point is the Mishnah holds that a sukkah on a wagon, a boat, or a tree. So the Mishnah talks about a sukkah on a wagon or a boat, which are kosher, on a tree or an animal, which are kosher, but you're not allowed to go on yantiv. That's the main point, how to summarize the Mishnah. So again, so now we're saying, but who's the author of our Mishnah that allows a sukkah on top of a boat? It must be Rabbi Akiva, because we have a braisa. Hosa sukkaso barosh hasvina. If you make a sukkah on top of a boat, Rabbi Gamliel posts of Rabbi Akiva machshir. Rabbi Gamliel says no good, but Rabbi Akiva says it's perfectly fine. So you see that Rabbi Gamliel holds it's possible, and our Mishnah says that it's kosher. So our Mishnah must be following Rabbi Akiva. And in fact, Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Akiva Shayban Mesfina. One time Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva were on a boat before Sukkot. Amad Rabbi Akiva Vas Sukkah Barosh Hasfina. Rabbi Akiva got up and he made a sukkah on top of the boat. L'machor Nashva Ruach Vakarta. The next day the wind blew and blew the sukkah right off. Amad Rabbi Gamliel Akiva Hechon Sukkoscha. Almost like taunting him. Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Akiva, hey Akiva, what happened to your sukkah? Hey, well, I don't see your sukkah around anywhere. So I mean, he's trying to make a point that it wasn't a sukkah to begin with, because it wasn't rightly to last for all 7 days. Amar Abaye, Dukuli Alma Hechadei Nichol Lamed Baruch Mitzuyu Diabasha, Lo Klami. both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel would agree that if the sukkah would not be able to withstand even a regular wind that you would find on the ground, meaning that you would find on dry land, the normal type of winds that we would have in our backyards, everyone would agree a sukkah that cannot withstand that is worthless. That's why, like, when you get those pop-up sukkahs, they have instructions that you must tether it. And if you don't tether it, your sukkah is not kosher. Why is your sukkah not kosher if you don't tether it to something? Because a small breeze will just blow it away. It's not just Eitz HaTovah that they're giving you that you should tie it down. No, it's not kosher. And everyone agrees that it's not kosher if you don't tie it down. Similarly, if the sukkah could withstand massive winds, then everyone would agree that it's kosher, meaning a ruach that you would not even normally find on dry land, a really strong kind of wind, everyone would agree that it's kosher. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is, if you have a sukkah that could withstand a normal dry land wind, but is not able to withstand a normal ocean wind. Rabbi Gamliel savor sukkah diras kevabin and rekiven deini cholam baruch mitzuyah diam lo klumi. Rabbi Gamliel would say that a sukkah needs to be a diras kev, and if it can't withstand a ruach mitzuyah diam, a normal ocean wind, it's worthless. Rabbi Akiva savor sukkah diras araybiin and rekiven deini cholam baruch mitzuyah diabasha ksheira. And Rabbi Akiva holds a sukkah not only needs to be a diras aray, and as long as it's able to withstand a dry land wind, a normal dry land wind, it's kosher. So main point number one on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, we have machlokas tanaim about a sukkah on a boat that can withstand a ruach mitzuyah diabasha, but not a ruach mitzuyah diyam. Now, the Mishnah said, Oel gabi gavl, that if you build a sukkah on top of a camel, it's kosher, and you cannot go on it on Yom Tov. So masnis and money. Who's the one that holds that a sukkah on a camel is kosher? Who could the Tana of our Mishnah be? Remeir, it's got to be Remeir. The Tanya hosts Kasa al Gabi Behema. We have a Beferish of Braisa that if someone builds a sukkah on top of a Behema, he puts these doors down, let's say, on the back of two horses, and they form the ground of the sukkah, and he builds mechitzos and tzchach on top of that. Remeir Machshir, Remeir says it's good. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's posel. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda think it's posel? Amar Kra, Chaka Sukkos Tasselcha Shivas Yamin, that you have to build a sukkah for 7 days. Sukkah ru'i l'shiva, shma sukkah. Sukkah shein ru'i l'shiva, lo shma sukkah. It's only valid sukkah if it's ru'i to last for 7 days. If it's not ru'i to last for 7 days, it's not a sukkah. Rameir ha'nami midaraisa mechzachazia. Why does Rameir machshir such a sukkah? Because he says, midaraisa, that sukkah is ra'ui, and you could go in it for all 7 days on a daraisa level. Meaning there's no issur of climbing on an animal on Yom Tov on a daraisa level. For Rabbanan who do Gazurba, it's only Nisad Rabbanan. So something that's mutter min Torah to do, even if it's also mid Rabbanan, is considered Roi L'Shiva. So Mela, such a sukkah, is Roi L'Shiva. So main point number two, we have Machlok's Tanaim about a sukkah on an animal. Whether it's called Roi L'Shiva because Midar Raisa it's Roi, or not Roi L'Shiva because Midar Rabbanan you can't go in here in Yom Tov. Asal the Behemah Dofen L'Sukkah, the Gemara brings another Machlokas Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda and Abraisa. Let's say you stand up an animal on the side of a sukkah in order to use the animal as one of the walls. Rameir posel Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rameir says no good, Rabbi Yehuda says it is good. Shei Rameir Omer, Kol Dover Sheish Bo Ruachayim Enos Nosol L'Dofen L'Sukkah V'lo Lechi L'Mavui. Rameir holds any living thing cannot be a wall of the sukkah, nor could it be a lechi for your Mavui. V'lo pasin the biros, nor can it make pasi biros. Pasi biros is another halachic mechanism that if you have a bor that's in a rishus harabim that's 10 tefachim deep, and it's so the bor itself is a rishus hayach because it's 10 tefachim deep, but the surrounding area might be rishus harabim, and on Shabbos you might need to get water from that bor to give your animals what to drink. So you don't have the ability to build actual mechitzos around the surrounding area to turn it into rishus hayach. So there's a halachic mechanism that allows you to make four corner pieces, four perpendicular corner pieces, an amma on each side, the L-shaped pieces to make sort of like the beginnings of an enclosure. So that's called pasi biros. What if the animal is one of those L-shaped pieces in one of the corners? So that's what Rameir is telling us. No good. V'lo gola lakever. You also can't make it a covering for an aron of a dead person. Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili amru afin kosun al gitinashim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you can't even write a get on an animal. So we're going to explain why that is. So the Gemara explains, my time is Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir hold that a Baal Chai cannot be used as a wall? Abaye Yomer Shema Tomas. Abaye says because he's concerned that it might die on Yantiv and it will fall over and then you won't have a wall. Rav Zeir Yomer Shema Tivrach. It might run away. So Bepil Kasher Kuliyam Lepligi. Look, if you have an elephant that's tied down, everyone would agree that that's fine because it's not running away since it's tied down. And if it dies, nothing's going to happen. Dinami Mayas, even if it dies, Yesh bin Avlasu Asara, even if it keels over, it's still Tent Vachamai, it's still a kasher wall. Ki pligi bepil she'eno kasher. The whole machlokas, where Abai and Rabbi Zeira would disagree, what Rameir would tell you is if it's an elephant that's not tied down. Laman Yom Rosh Hamatamas, if your concern is it might die, lo chashina, nothing to be worried about. It's an elephant, it's going to be big enough even if it does die. But if you're afraid it's going to run away, then you have to be concerned, even if it's an elephant. But wait a second. I understand that you're worried that it might die, but if your concern is that it might die, why aren't you also worried that it might run away? Shouldn't that be a concern as well? So it has to be. It has to be that that's a concern. So what we have to say is, if it's an elephant that's not tied down, everyone would agree that a mayor would say such a thing as puzzle, and everyone agrees that that we have to be concerned. It's going to run away. What they really argue about is a regular animal, normal-sized animal, that is tied down. The one that's concerned that it might die is concerned about a regular animal that is tied down. The one that's concerned that it might run away is not so concerned that it's going to run away, because after all, it's tied down. But for sure, because the one that says Shema Tivrach is not going to be worried about that it's going to die. Ask the Gemara, why isn't he worried that it might die? So says Gemara, Misa lo shchicha. That man diyamar is not worried that it's going to die, because Misa is not such a common thing. What are the chances that the animal is going to choose pump this week to die, right in the middle of Sukkot? So main point number three over here, machlokas tanam about a behema that's used as a wall for a sukkah. And the Gemara lists items where Meir holds a behema cannot be used for. And a machlokas, whether a Meir's concern about using a behema is because it might run away, which everybody's concerned about, or we have to even be concerned that it might die. So again, everyone agrees that a Meir would be concerned it might run away, so you got to tie it down. But there's a machlokas whether a mayor is even concerned that the animal might die. Right, since the next amud is very short, we'll stop here right in the middle of this conversation. So we'll stop here right at Vahaika Radcha de Beni Beni.